Welcome to the deep dive. This is where we take the sources you're curious about and really unpack them for you.
Exactly, giving you those core insights quickly without feeling like you're drowning in information.
And today, we're diving into something pretty fascinating. The expanding world of blockchain. We're looking beyond just finance, thanks to this really interesting research note from 10 Squared Capital that a listener sent over.
Yeah, it's a great source. You know, when blockchain first hit the scene, it was all crypto, all finance. But this note, it paints a really optimistic picture.
Right. It talks about how blockchain is kind of quietly weaving its way into loads of different industries.
Uh-huh. Suggesting some pretty fundamental shifts are on the way in how things get done.
Absolutely. And the note covers areas you might not immediately link with blockchain, like supply chain management, making that much more transparent.
And things like entertainment, digital identity, even securing all those smart devices we use the Internet of Things.
Plus, the whole idea of tokenizing assets, all sorts of assets in these new decentralized physical networks. There's a lot here.
Definitely some surprising stuff in there. Let's get into it.
Okay, so starting big picture.
Yeah.
This adoption beyond finance. The 10 Squared note says it's maybe slower, but steady.
That's the gist. Not the sort of explosion we saw with crypto, but consistent growth. And it's really driven by blockchain's core strengths.
Which are?
Well, things like enhanced security, obviously, the transparency it brings, the ability to track things immutably, as you can't change the record.
Okay.
And the potential for efficiency gains and automating processes.
Right, but hang on. Efficiency wasn't always blockchain's strong suit, was it? Early on, people said it was slow, expensive.
That's a fair point and a crucial part of the story. The technology has evolved significantly. The 10 Squared note highlights key advancements.
Like what specifically?
Think faster consensus mechanisms,
yeah.
Ways for the network to agree on transactions more quickly, and layer 2 scaling solutions.
Layer 2, like adding faster lanes to the highway.
Exactly. Yeah. They handle transactions off the main chain, making things much faster and cheaper, but still inheriting the main chain's security. Plus, you've got breakthroughs in cryptography.
You mean things like zero-knowledge proofs?
Precisely. Proving something is true without revealing the underlying data.
Yeah.
And fully homomorphic encryption, doing calculations on encrypted data. These make it way more suitable for businesses worried about privacy and security.
Okay, that makes sense. And 10 Squared Capital sees growing interest from big companies now, right? Not just pilots, but actual integration.
Yeah, and this is interesting. They point to these companies leveraging their existing distribution networks.
How does that help?
Well, think about it. A big company rolls out a blockchain feature. Suddenly, millions of their existing customers are exposed to it. It drives adoption much faster than a startup trying to build an audience from scratch.
Instant scale.
Exactly. And like we said, the tech is getting better, faster, cheaper, easier to use interfaces. Plus, it connects with other big trends like AI, IoT, and the push for sustainability.
So it's like this quieter revolution happening under the surface, away from all the crypto hype.
That's a great way to put it. A quieter, but potentially more profound shift.
And the note says tokenization of real estate is a prime example.
Hmm.
Maybe the most widespread non-finance use case so far.
Yeah, definitely one of the most visible and viable right now. Tokenization basically means converting ownership rights of a property into digital tokens on a blockchain.
So like digital shares of a building.
Kind of, yeah. You can divide a property into thousands, even millions of tiny fractions. Citi actually predicts this market could hit, get this, $1.5 trillion by 2030.
Wow. $1.5 trillion. What are the big benefits driving that?
Several things. Access to new pools of capital, for one. Much greater liquidity. It's easier to trade these tokens than a whole building.
Right. You don't need to find one massive buyer.
Exactly. Lower transaction costs, too. By streamlining things and cutting out some middlemen, it potentially makes real estate more affordable through fractional ownership and reduces fraud because the ownership record is transparent and secure on the blockchain.
Sounds pretty transformative. But are there downsides? Challenges?
Well, for sure. The note is clear on that. Actual liquidity can still be an issue. You might not always find buyers or sellers instantly for large amounts.
Okay.
There's a lack of standardized infrastructure. Different platforms, different rules. Plus, some big institutions are still a bit hesitant. And figuring out how to value these tokenized bits accurately is still evolving.
So where is it actually taking off? Which countries are leading?
Japan is way out in front, according to the note. Over $1.2 billion in security tokens issued there in 2024 alone.
Seriously? And mostly real estate?
Yep, the vast majority. Residential, hotels, logistics centers, even a private fund for solar power got tokenized. You've got major banks like MUFG and SMBC involved, plus specialized platforms.
That's significant. What about elsewhere? The UK, maybe?
The UK is making moves, too. There is a platform called Coadjute using R3's Corda blockchain to help all the different parties in a house sale, lawyers, agents, banks, share data more smoothly.
Oh, interesting. Cutting down on all that back and forth.
Potentially, yeah. They just got a big funding round led by Lloyds Bank, and even Rightmove, the big property site, is involved. And the UK's land registry is exploring blockchain with consensus for the actual property records.
Okay, so real estate is clearly a big one. But 10 Squared mentions other, maybe less obvious, tokenization examples too.
Absolutely. It's broadening out. In Korea, for instance, Kyobo Life got the green light to tokenize aircraft engines.
Aircraft engines? Why?
Think about the cost. Fractionalizing ownership makes financing these super expensive assets much easier. Opens up new models.
Huh. Never would have thought of that.
Right. And then you've got Fox Corporation using the Polygon blockchain for their Verify platform.
What does that do?
It tracks how AI companies are using Fox's media content. They've registered something like 80,000 pieces of content already. It creates a clear record of usage rights, which is crucial with all the AI development happening.
That's smart. Protecting their IP.
Definitely. And back in Japan, Mizuho Securities used tokenization to fund a solar power business. They tokenized the future revenue streams from the solar farms.
Okay, so tokenizing future cash flows.
Exactly. But maybe one of the most surprising examples is in Mexico with airlines. Viva Aerobus and Volaris have tokenized tickets for over 70% of their domestic flights.
70%? How many passengers is that?
Get this. 44 million passengers in the last year used tokenized tickets on the Algorand blockchain.
44 million. That's not a pilot program. That's mainstream use.
It really is. And the benefits are clear. Passengers get more control over their tickets, potentially lower costs for everyone, less fraud, better inventory management for the airlines. It shows how this tech can become like invisible infrastructure for millions.
Wow. Any other big ticketing examples?
Yeah. Tickspace is working with Paso in Turkey. They're looking to move ticketing for major European football leagues, Champions League, Europa League, onto the blockchain. That's about 25 million tickets a year.
Mainly for fraud prevention.
Yeah. That's a big part of it, yeah. And also to manage the secondary market, capture fees more transparently.
So tokenization isn't just about slicing up assets anymore.
Yeah.
It's becoming this flexible tool for managing value, rights, data.
Exactly. The note really stresses that wider scope. Think manufacturing tracking parts.
Yeah.
Entergy trading renewable energy credits. IP management. Secure healthcare data sharing.
Right.
The whole market for tokenizing these real-world assets, or RWAs, is growing fast. Over $22 billion in total value locked, and the infrastructure startups are popping up to support it.
Okay, let's switch gears. The note also talks a lot about supply chain transparency. Seems like a natural fit for blockchain.
It really is. Creating that permanent, tamper-proof record of where a product has been, who handled it, when, it's perfectly suited.
And the benefits are?
Huge. Mm-hmm. Provenance tracking, verifying origin, ethical sourcing, fighting counterfeits, basically giving products a digital identity, clear ownership records, which helps with insurance, liability, taxes.
Yeah, efficiency.
Big time. Automating steps with smart contracts, cutting down paperwork and overhead, speeding up transactions between all the different players in the chain.
We've heard about this potential for years, though.
Yeah.
Is it actually happening? Are big companies using it for real?
It's getting there. Still lots of pilots, definitely. Getting everyone in a complex supply chain to cooperate, standardizing systems, making sure it can scale. Those are real challenges.
But there are live examples.
Oh, yeah, some significant ones. Walmart and IBM's Food Trust is a classic. They showed they could trace leafy greens back to the farm in like 2.2 seconds. Think about food recalls. That's massive.
Wow. Seconds instead of days or weeks.
Exactly. And Walmart's also partnered with VeChain in China for broader product tracking, handling millions of transactions. Procter & Gamble is exploring it too for supply chain stuff, product quality, safety, even fighting coupon fraud.
What about that consumer demand for sustainable and ethical goods?
Blockchain's playing a huge role there. Nestlé uses a platform called OpenSC. Consumers can scan a QR code and trace their coffee beans back to the source in the Congo.
That's pretty cool. Direct line of sight for the consumer.
Yeah. They do it for milk from New Zealand, too. And De Beers, the diamond company, has their Trick platform. Tracks conflict-free diamonds from mine to retailer. Millions of diamonds, billions in value registered.
So proving ethical claims.
Precisely. SAP and Unilever have a pilot called Green Token for tracking deforestation-free palm oil. Siemens Energy is using it with Tu Su for certifying clean energy sources like e-fuels. Porsche is using that to verify the origin of e-fuel they get from Chile.
Even energy certification, it's really quite broad.
And Siemens is also testing blockchain for decentralized energy trading, like peer-to-peer solar power sharing in neighborhoods.
Okay, so moving from tracking physical goods to securing the digital world, the note talks about IoT security. Huge area of concern.
Massive. And blockchain offers some powerful tools. Data integrity is key, ensuring the data from sensors hasn't been messed with. Better authentication, so only authorized devices can connect. Secure data sharing between devices. And better privacy protection using those cryptographic techniques we mentioned earlier.
Like zero-knowledge proofs and all that.
Exactly. Those, plus things like multi-party computation and multi-sig wallets, trusted execution environments. It's a whole toolkit for locking down IoT.
Where are we seeing this applied most?
All over, really. Supply chains again, smart homes, energy grids, autonomous vehicles, smart agriculture, healthcare devices, digital identity for devices.
And big tech companies are offering solutions.
Yep. IBM, Microsoft, AWS, Intel, they all have offerings. Plus, you have these specific DePIN projects, decentralized physical infrastructure networks like IoTeX, Helium, Dymo, building secure networks from the ground up.
Any specific company examples of recent adoption?
Sure. Panasonic teamed up with Jasmine on a Web3 platform. The idea is to give people more control over their personal data collected by IoT devices using a personal data locker.
Interesting. Giving users control.
Panasonic is also looking at using Constellation's tech, HDTP, for secure data transfer on their Toughbook laptops, trying to rely less on the cloud for security.
Okay.
Siemens' venture arm partnered with Minima, which has this tiny blockchain that can run on devices, to ensure data is tamper-proof in robotics, cars, energy systems, healthcare. Think secure EV charging communication.
Embedded blockchain. That's clever.
And Telefonica, the big Spanish telco, is mixing blockchain with IoT, big data, AI. They partnered with Chainlink to make their smart contracts more secure, using mobile network data to verify things and prevent fraud, like SIM swap attacks.
So it's becoming a foundational security layer for this connected world.
Okay, let's talk sustainability and the circular economy. The note connects blockchain here, too.
Definitely. Its transparency and immutability are perfect for climate accountability. For the circular economy, think digital product passports, DPPs.
Digital passports for products? Yeah, stored on a blockchain. It holds all the info, where it came from, materials, warranty, repair history, everything. Makes it easier to resell, repair, reuse, keep products in circulation longer.
And the EU is mandating these.
Starting in 2026 for many product categories, yeah, they see the value. It pushes manufacturers to design for longevity and makes circularity actually work.
What other sustainability angles?
Carbon tracking is a big one. Creating that undeniable record of emissions helps verify reductions and supports secure trading of tokenized carbon credits. Creates real market incentives.
Makes sense.
And renewable energy systems. Blockchain can enable decentralized grids, peer-to-peer energy trading between neighbors with solar panels, optimized distribution with smart contracts. Lots of startups like Alinfra, Region, Retraced, Circular are working in this space.
Any big corporate examples here?
Hyundai and Kia developed a blockchain system with AI to track CO2 emissions from their suppliers, and now it covers the whole vehicle lifecycle.
Well, tracking the whole footprint.
Right. Shell, Accenture, and Amex GBT have a platform called Avalia using blockchain for sustainable aviation fuel tracking its use and the resulting CO2 savings in air freight. Telefonica uses blockchain to track and manage the reuse of millions of routers and set-top boxes.
Reducing e-waste.
Exactly. And into fashion, platforms like Retraced help brands trace their supply chains, prove sustainable sourcing. Victoria's Secret is using them to map their suppliers.
It really provides that trust layer for complex claims. Okay, now on to something that sounds very Web3. DePIN's decentralized physical infrastructure networks, the note digs into these.
It does. It's a growing area.
Yeah.
Basically using blockchain and crypto incentives to build and operate real-world infrastructure networks in a decentralized way.
Infrastructure-like.
Energy grids, wireless networks, data storage, mapping, transportation networks, things traditionally run by big centralized companies.
And crypto helps how?
It's used to incentivize people or businesses to contribute resources, like setting up a Wi-Fi hotspot, providing storage space, or collecting mapping data. It helps overcome that initial cold start problem of getting a network off the ground. The number of DePIN projects has exploded, over 1,000 now, apparently.
Can you give some examples? Physical networks first.
Sure. Energy. Glow is building decentralized solar farms using tokens and subsidies. Power Ledger is another. Mobility. Dymo for rideshare delivery data. Spexy for drone networks. Viam for robotics.
And wireless. I've heard of Helium.
Helium's a big one. They incentivize people to deploy hotspots for IoT devices, LoRaWAN, and now 5G cellular coverage. They claim hundreds of thousands of hotspots and users, even partnering with T-Mobile, Geospatial, Planet Watch for air quality sensors, Hive Mapper for street-level imagery, XYO for location data.
Okay, what about digital resources?
Compute power. Gollum, Akash, Kudos, offering decentralized alternatives to cloud computing for AI, general tasks, gaming, storage. Filecoin, Arweave, storage competing with Amazon S3 or Dropbox. Bandwidth. Media network for content delivery, Orchid for VPNs, LivePeer for video streaming.
It's like rebuilding core internet and physical infrastructure, but decentralized.
Fascinating. Let's move to loyalty programs. How can blockchain and NFTs make my supermarket points card better?
Huh. It's about more than just points. Blockchain can give you true ownership of your rewards, not just permission to use them. It allows for more direct relationships between you and the brand.
Okay, ownership. What else?
Interoperability. Imagine using points from one store at another partner brand seamlessly.
Okay.
A transparent record of all your interactions. And NFTs open up gamifications, unique collectibles, tiered access, special experiences tied to your loyalty.
What's pushing brands towards this? A few things mentioned in the note. Privacy rules like GDPR and Apple's tracking changes make old methods harder. The rise of direct-to-consumer models means keeping customers loyal is absolutely critical. Blockchain offers a privacy-respecting way to build deeper engagement.
Are major brands actually doing this?
Yeah. Fnac Darty, the big French electronics retailer, partnered with Uriani. They're issuing digital product passports that double as loyalty tokens. They've done millions already for luxury brands. Connects to those EU DPP rules, too.
So the passport proves ownership and unlocks loyalty perks.
Exactly. And Amex partnered with Superlogic, a 10-squared investment, actually for next-gen loyalty. They use tokens for points, offering personalized rewards, access to cool events like the NBA Finals or music festivals. Superlogic clients like Warner Music and eBay are seeing big jumps in engagement.
So moving loyalty beyond simple discounts to actual experiences and ownership makes sense. Finally, the note hits gaming, media, and entertainment. Huge industries. How does blockchain fit?
Big potential here. New revenue streams, like selling truly owned in-game items as NFTs or taking a cut of secondary market sales, empowering fans' NFTs as proof of fandom, maybe even giving them a financial stake.
Okay.
Streamlining IP licensing using smart contracts, reducing friction in things like ticketing verified, fraud-proof tickets, creating interoperable gamer profiles. But the key here is usability. It has to be seamless for mainstream users.
Are we seeing real traction beyond just, you know, NFT collectibles?
Definitely. Sony launched its own blockchain, Sonium. Millions of accounts already. They're experimenting with music NFTs, rewarding fans, letting artists sell music directly.
And Telegram's TON blockchain, that seems to have exploded.
Huge growth, yeah. Millions of users, largely driven by simple free-to-play games like Hamster Combat and Notcoin that use the blockchain and its token. Great user acquisition tactic.
What about major studios and IP holders?
Warner Music is using Superlogic for NFT-based loyalty. Warner Bros. Released NFTs for Game of Thrones, The Matrix, generating extra revenue. Coachella offered NFTs for festival access and special perks.
And game studios.
Ubisoft put NFTs in Ghost Recon. Sega licensed IP for blockchain games. There's a big AAA game called Off the Grid, built on blockchain principles, that apparently has around 1 million users already, showing demand if the gameplay is good.
Even sports betting.
Yep. Polymarket saw over $1 billion bet on the Super Bowl using crypto predictions. Platforms like Remaster are streamlining IP licensing for music using smart contracts. And Uptop partnered with the Cleveland Cavaliers NBA team for a blockchain fan rewards program that boosted their fan database significantly.
It really is touching almost every aspect of media and entertainment. Okay, wrapping things up. Looking across all these diverse applications 10Squared highlighted, what are the main advantages companies keep citing for adopting blockchain?
The note summarizes this well. Security and copy protection are top, mentioned by 42% of companies surveyed, then workflow enhancement at 40%. Supply chain efficiency is key for 34%, software development benefits for 30%, and better contract management for 21%.
So security, efficiency, better workflows. But you mentioned earlier, widespread production use is still early days.
That's the takeaway from 10 Squared. Lots of experiments, lots of pilots, which is great, but the full-scale migration where blockchain fundamentally reshapes how a whole company operates, that's mostly just beginning.
But the potential is there.
Absolutely. 10 Squared believes leveraging those big corporate distribution networks is key for mass adoption, and they're focused on startups tackling real enterprise problems. The data they show on current usage, copy protection, security, compliance, transactions, contracts, customer validation, supply chain, engagement, it's broad.
And companies plan to spend more.
Yeah, the survey data indicates strong intent to increase spending on public blockchains, private blockchains, and NFTs over the next couple of years. So the commitment seems to be there.
Okay, so bringing it all together from this deep dive, the big picture is blockchain's reach is extending far, far beyond finance.
Without a doubt, the versatility is the main story. Tokenization, unlocking value, supply chains getting transparent, IoT getting secure, new tools for sustainability, totally new decentralized business models emerging.
And some really standout examples, those Mexican airlines, Japanese real estate tokenization on that scale, the fan engagement stuff. It's not just theory anymore.
Not at all. It's happening, even if quietly in some areas. The core benefits, security, transparency, efficiency are driving it. As the tech gets easier and cheaper, expect to see it pop up in even more places you wouldn't expect.
It really makes you think. With blockchain quietly weaving its way into so many facets of our world, what seemingly traditional industry do you think will be the next to be fundamentally reshaped by this technology? Something to chew on. Thanks for unpacking all that today.